Her misgivings about the $25,000 made her want him to be out of both of their lives forever. But now was not the time to say any of that. In all the years she had known him, she had never known David to be violent in any way. But she didn't know this man in front of her. He wasn't the man she had married. He wasn't even the man she thought she had been living with. She thought of Kovac. Despite what she had told him, he was probably standing in the shrubbery, ready to smash the window in if he so much as imagined anything going wrong. "I can be there before you hang up the phone," she thought of the two officers in the squad car out front. Lucy was her ace. David wouldn't do anything to her here and now because he couldn't get away and because he would never see his daughter again if he went to prison. Lucy's guardians were Kate and John Quinn, a victim advocate and one of the country's leading experts on the criminal mind. They would never allow David to be a part of Lucy's life again. And that knowledge only gave credence to the notion of her husband's having paid someone else to do the dirty work for him. "I guess I loved you once," he said quietly. "I don't know how we got here." "Please go now, David," Carrie said, surprised by how much what he had just said hurt her. "I guess I loved you once." "I could just stay in the guest room," he said. "I don't want Lucy to wake up and have me just be gone. I'll tell her you had to go away on business. I can't have you here, David. I don't trust you." "You don't trust me not to do what?" he asked, his anger rising again. "That's Kovac telling you he thinks I paid someone to have you attacked. How could you possibly believe that, Carrie? You know me better than that." Carrie stared at him. "I don't know you at all. I don't know who you are. The man I married would never have done any of the things you've done. I have no idea who you are." "So that's what you think of the man I am now?" he asked aggressively. "That I would pay someone to kill you? That I might kill you in your sleep myself? Jesus Christ, Carrie!" "You have to go now, David," she said. "I can't have you here. I don't want you here. Don't make me call the officers in from their car to remove you. It's not like you don't have someplace else to go." "You are unfucking believable," he shouted. "Please keep your voice down. Your daughter is asleep upstairs." Muttering curses under his breath, David grabbed the external hard drive from his computer and stormed out of the room and up the stairs. Carrie followed him, afraid she had pushed him too far, her heart in her throat as David approached Lucy's bedroom. She was struck by a fear that David might try to take Lucy with him. But when he stopped at the door to the room, it was only to look in on their sleeping child. He was red in the face, fighting tears, breathing hard as he turned away and stalked down the hall into the bedroom they had shared. He jerked a suitcase out of his closet, tossed it on the bed, and began throwing clothes at it. 10 minutes later, he was gone.